one goes to Mr. and Mrs. Edward T. Dean, D-E-A-N, Sr. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dean, I want to thank you very much for your letter of October 12th. I know I'm late in replying, but your letter has only just reached my desk. First, let me express my heartfelt sympathy to you both for your tragic loss. I know we ask, how can such things happen? But it isn't given to us to know the why. We can only have faith in God's infinite wisdom and mercy. I wish there were words that could ease your pain. I know there are none. Thank you very much for sending me his letter. He has made me very proud. I know too that his prayers were heard on that March 30th. I am enclosing his letter. I thought perhaps you would like to have it. I have made a copy of it and will keep his words near me at all times. I will try with all the strength I have to not let him down. Again, my sympathy and my thanks to you both. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mrs. Iona, I-O-N-A, W, Lott, L-O-T-T. Dear Mrs. Lott, how nice it was to get your very kind letter and to read your generous words. Nancy and I are deeply grateful. We're happy your recent visit was so nice and that you enjoyed the play. Please know how very grateful we are to Trent, capital T-R-E-N-T, for all he has done in the support of the things we have brought before the Congress. He has been a stalwart warrior on our side. And we both appreciate him and like him so much. Thank you for your prayers. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Robert Brothers, B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Dear Robert, thank you very much for sending me the economic primer, P-R-I-M-E-R, with its description of Reaganomics. I appreciate your generous words and assure you I will keep working to give government back to the people. Thanks again. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Gerald Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N. Dear Gerald, thank you very much for your letter and for sending me the pictures of you and your brother. I'm happy to have them and also happy to receive your letter and your approval of what we're trying to do an 8 by 10 of me to Gerald and another one to Fontaine. That's his brother's name. F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. And I'll autograph them. This one goes to a Fred J. Penfold Jr., P-E-N-F-O-L-D. And with it should go 2 8x10s to his sons, and I will autograph them. Dear Mr. Penfold, I received your letter about the Navajo Indians. I, too, had learned of them on Veterans Day and have asked for an investigation by the Defense Department to see if there isn't some way that these worthy veterans can be recognized. I thank you for writing this same subject. I appreciate having your support in this. Enclosed are the photos you asked for your two sons, Tom and Mike. Send 2 8x10s. I'll have to sign them first. One to Tom, one to Mike. We'll send them with this letter. This one goes to Miss Lola, L-O-L-A, Falana, F-A-L-A-N-A. Dear Miss Falana, thank you very much for your letter. Nancy and I appreciate hearing from you very much. And I want you to know how grateful I am for your kind and generous words. Nancy sends her best, and we both appreciate very much having the opportunity to meet you. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan.
And on the African Department to develop a model of multilateral real exchange rate for copper producers that took account of the import-export and exchange rate change of the price of copper. Full stop. Through that model, some of the staff had been able to work out a basket that was considerably different from the SDR basket. And, once the administrative machinery was in place, the authorities might make a change. Full stop. However, the movements in the proposed basket in the past were a little different from the movements in the SDR peg, and there was, at the moment, therefore, very little concern about switching with any speed, full stop. New paragraph. Some speakers had raised the question of the role of the IBRD in Zambia's development program, comma, the staff representative observed, full stop. The authorities had sought the help of the IBRD in recent years, and a group had been formed to examine the development program, full stop. The decision and the report of that group had been to define within the general program a core development program or a core investment plan to be implemented over the coming 3 years, full stop. While the overall development program had now been publicized in Zambia, comma, no decision had yet been taken with respect to the smaller investment program, semicolon, however, comma, that program would be among the items for discussion with the Zambian authorities during a mission early in 1980, full stop. Finally, comma, the Zambian authorities were indeed interested in continued cooperation with the fund in the form of an extended arrangement or another 2-year standby arrangement, comma, but those possibilities would not be looked at in detail until nearer the end of the current standby, full stop. New paragraph. In response to a question by the acting chairman, comma, the staff representative commented that it was difficult to derive information on NAMBORD's financial position from banking system data because the commercial bank role in financing NAMBORD was limited to seasonal crop financing, full stop. Following a large deficit in early December, comma, the commercial banks had in the summer refused to finance NAMBORD in future and had only agreed to resume financing after the price increase in August and certain measures designed to streamline NAMBORD, full stop. New paragraph, new speaker. Mr. Karmawan, comma, commenting on the difficulties faced by a government attempting to abolish restrictions and introduce a freer exchange system, comma, said that it was only natural that governments were reluctant to take measures when there was insufficient foreign exchange available, full stop. On the other hand, comma, one should not forget that liberalization itself had an impact on the availability of foreign exchange, full stop. The absence of restrictions did not mean that there would be some wild demand for foreign exchange in order to import goods or finance services, semicolon. On the contrary, comma, liberalization often had a beneficial effect on the availability of foreign exchange, full stop.